Louis Bellson is renowned as one of the finest jazz drummers in the world. He's also Pearl Bailey's husband and has been for the last 24 years. NPR's Paul Anthony asked Louis Bellson if sometimes being referred to as Pearl Bailey's husband has bothered him at all over the years.
I've always been a non-complex person when it comes to this sort of thing. I realize in front that Pearl is a fantastic performer who has a tremendous name and is just magic on stage. And I've thought about the situation many times where I go on first and then she comes on, and you have a husband and wife thing, and she is so overpowering that sometimes you have to feel like, wow, you know. Our rapport on stage has always been one where I've had my time to do what I wanted to do, which has been great, and then she has her time. And whatever happened on that stage, we were able to supply the audience with something where they gave us standing ovations or they were very delighted with what they heard. So with her always closing the show, it never bothered me to that extent where, wow, you know, like, Jesus, she really took the show away from me or one of those kind of things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's something to reckon with. I mean, it's there. But it never bugged us to the point where we had big arguments about it or anything. We just accepted what it was, and that was it, you know.
You have been on the road because of the demands for Pearl's talent and your own talent. I would imagine a good portion of that 24 years together. Has that led to Pearl's ill health that she's had over the years, or most recently this last bout with some problems? Is that a direct result of it, or are there other things?
I think the pressures that you have in our industry, you know, the constant traveling, and we're both health nuts, you know. We try to take care of ourselves as much as good as we can, but even at that, you can't always drink the greatest water, you can't always have the greatest foods because of your schedule. And I think what happened to Pearl there for a while was that the more you tried to schedule your appearances or the outside activities to give yourself at least 8 hours rest, it doesn't happen because there are certain things you have to do at a certain time because that's when they do it. And but now she's in excellent health. She's able to do an awful lot of work, maybe more than she did before, but it's only because she's looking after herself a little more as far as getting the proper rest is concerned.
She's recently been appointed to a special delegate to the UN.
Yes.
Can you tell us what her feelings are about that post and how seriously she's taking it?
Yes. Well, a few years ago, Paul, Pearl didn't get too much involved in politics because I guess in her own right she felt that was something private within her, and the way she voted, that was her own business. And, of course, she was very busy doing her regular things. But as of late, she feels that everybody must be concerned in life today, and I'm sure that a lot of people will agree with her that all of our problems today, they are the public's problems. We must all be involved in trying to make a better America or a better world, thinking about our fellow man and so forth. So when this appointment came up, she felt very delighted about it because Pearl at this point feels that she's done a lot of things in the theater, and now she wants to dedicate herself to her fellow man. She wants to be able to her retirement, as far as not singing again, that's not true. I mean, I'm sure she's going to be doing things all over the world, charity things for children, underprivileged children, poor people.
But on a more selective basis?
That's right. In other words, she will retire actually from what she's been doing over here, but she wants to get in to doing things for children and other unfortunate people. She has scheduled performances coming up now in all countries all over the world, Israel, Africa, back to Egypt. And if she can create this kind of good with people via her music, via her understandings in life, then she feels at this time she's going to be doing something that she's always wanted to do, and that is to be able to dedicate something even further than just music-wise to her fellow man. And I think that's a marvelous thing when a person reaches that stature in life.
Thanks to Norman Grand's new Pablo label, Louis Bellson is on the road again with a big band, the first time he's recorded, as a matter of fact, in 7 years. A 30-plus year career beginning anew for Louis Bellson, whose wife happens to be Pearl Bailey. This is Paul Anthony in Washington.